Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so as you guys know, we're just going to get straight to the point, okay? We really are tonight, and it's all about cheaters. So the doctor is in. Dr. Sue, how are you tonight?
Doctor's in the house, yes. I am peachy. I love your laugh. That laugh is so infectious. It's so cool.
It's so retarded, doctor. It is so retarded, but you know
it's
what?
It's not retarded. It's good. It's infectious. It's great.
It's a mess. It really is. You know, if anyone has, like, a new laugh that they can lend me, totally,
no,
like, tweet me that.
Don't lose your laugh.
Facebook
your laugh
it to
great.
Me. Email me a new laugh. Totally. So as you guys know, tonight is all about cheaters. And basically, this is just the whole, you know, I'm going to just run it down. Is that okay, Dr. Sue? And then, you can just take it over. Okay. So basically, you know, the topic is cheaters. And it's like, have you ever been cheated on, or, you know, have you been a cheater? And today we're going to discuss why people cheat and, you know, look for obvious signs and, you know, to suspect your partner on cheating, or, you know, how to handle the cheating situation on both ends. And, you know, basically what we want to hear is from you guys. So call in and tell us your stories of being cheated on or being the cheater. That number is 818-495-6975. And, you know, discuss it with us. Let us know your input on this. So, Dr. Sue, you want to take it away?
You got it, babe. Well, I figured what we would do is start off. I got some really amazing facts online, which a couple of them actually shocked me. 30 to 60% of all married individuals are cheating as we speak, which is kind of cool because they're all having fun right now. So they won't be tuning in. This is a good one. 2 to 3% of all children are a product of infidelity.
Wow.
And, you know, that's kind of trippy, but then I guess if that wasn't true, then Maury Povich wouldn't have a show.
That is so true, Dr. Sue. That is so true.
There'd be no one doing DNA tests. I mean, come on.
Imagine. And then they should, you know, have a show, Dr. Sue, that says, you know, you are not the father. Instead of you are the father, because I swear to God, I'm
exactly.
Signing up for that one. And this may sound trippy for me to say, guys, but listen, have you ever been in a situation where you had you knew who the child father was or the baby mother was, and you just didn't want to claim them? So it's like, you're not
that
the
would
father.
Be brilliant.
Okay, have a show like that, Maury, okay? Because I want to be the first one to sign up for that one. But go ahead, Dr. Sue. I'm sorry about that.
Not a worry. Don't even worry about it. Not surprising, men more than women are the ones who are cheating. So, and what's interesting about that is you'll find that more people who are in a marriage are finding more suitable mates once they're married. So, see, don't jump into getting married.
Definitely.
It happens a lot. And the other thing is more women enter into office romances than men.
That
so
is
girls,
true.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's safer for them. And the other really important thing here is the most amount of cheating that's going on is under the age of 30.
I can believe that, too.
Yep. And if you think about it, though, which I think is good that everybody's waiting to get married now, hopefully, because if you're looking at that statistic alone, you know, if you just wait, you're not going to have the issue. Because, of course, in your 20s, you should be out partying, sowing your wild oats. You should be having fun, not being saddled down with kids and a marriage.
That's definitely true. It's true. And, I mean, I think, you know, another you know, branch off of that is basically because there's so many people. I mean, this is why lawyers are making tons and tons of money off of divorce. Divorce costs more. I don't know. Divorce is,
sure
like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's
okay,
crazy.
I don't really have a...
And people, I think, are too quick to jump and get married, and then I think because divorce is so simple. So why do it? Like, I have been happily unmarried for 17 years. I don't want to get married again. I did it once. It didn't work. And
exactly.
Honestly, it works better this way. I like it this way because we're together because, you know, we want to be as opposed to having to be. There's not
exactly.
That little piece of paper sitting there going, oh, no, you can't have fun.
It's true. It's true. And I know a lot of people that's tuned in tonight, they can definitely relate to it. And, you know, the thing about it is that some people, you know, they are embarrassed to say that or can't be honest enough. And I think that that's a big part also, Dr. Sue, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of people are, you know, they get into these situations with individuals. And once they realize that it's not working, instead of, like, being upfront and honest and letting a person know where you are with the situation, they continue on in the situation, and that's where the cheating begins.
I agree with that because there's a huge amount. I hear this a lot. I'm staying for the kids. What you don't understand is your kids are being damaged by the fact that the two of you don't love each other and hate each other. So you're better to let go. You're better to walk up and go, okay, you know what, this isn't working for me. The problem is not too many adults are adults, and not too many are willing to do that because nobody likes confrontation.
Right. It's
especially
true.
Men. You guys don't like confrontation. Mm-mm.
Okay. And all the men that's in the chat room tonight, I mean, you know, you guys can definitely, if you don't want to call in, it's totally cool. But for those who do and want to voice your opinion on anything that Dr. Sue and I have to say, it's 818-495-6975. Or you can basically leave your comment in the chat room. Dr. Sue and myself is in there. And, you know, we can just read them over the air, you know. You guys don't have to just listen in. We basically
in
want
you're
your
shy.
Input. Right, don't be shy.
If
we want
you're
your input
shy, you don't have to worry. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. We'll talk for you.
Exactly.
But try not
definitely.
To be shy, little campers.
Definitely. So what's really the percent rate, Dr. Sue, for, you know, cheating out
what?
There? Like just
percentage of people who are cheating?
Yes. That's honest enough to say they're cheating.
30-60%. That's high.
Damn.
That is really, really high.
Right.
So there's a lot of cheating going on.
Definitely. How do you guys feel about, you know, the polygamy? I mean, you might as well. You might
no,
as well.
I think of that, like, men complain about having one wife. Why on earth would you saddle yourself with more than one? I mean, come on. I just can't see it.
It's true. But at the same time, I think personally, I mean, although it's outrageous, you know, and I just think that personally, if you're going to cheat, you know, how come, why you have to be selfish and keep her to yourself? You know what I mean? Like, how
mm-hmm.
do you know that's not something that I've thought about doing? Because I feel like a lot of people are selfish. They only think about themselves when they're out there doing their thing. How do you know what I like? Did you ever ask me what I like? If it would
yeah,
be okay?
Exactly. Maybe your partner is more than happy to let her come in and, you know, have some fun with the three of you. Now you've just lost that whole scene. That was stupid. Every guy's dream and you just blew it.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all about, like we always talk about, is communication.
Yeah, big
communication
time.
In a relationship.
No one does. This is the thing. Communication is always a key in any relationship, and yet it's the first thing that goes down the tubes.
It's so true. It's so true. So come on, guys, what's your feedback on this? You know, polygamy, cheating, the percentile, you know, of people that's out here cheating, or, you know, and then even bigger than that, the percentage of children that are walking around without both parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because of cheating.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, let's look at some of the reasons why people cheat.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe
I'm
you guys,
interested.
This will ring a bell with some of you guys. Number mm-hmm. one is revenge. You cheated on me, I will cheat on you.
Right.
So number one is always going to be revenge. And then you got things like boredom. You're bored with your relationship. Things get into a rut. That's kind of like what we're going to be talking about on the next show. You've run into these ruts. And, you know, we're going to be discussing more from the ladies' end, but, you know, if you get too complacent, your partner is going to wander. And it just stands to reason.
Right. It's so true. It's so true. And instead of, like, I don't know. I mean, no matter where we go with this, Dr. Sue, I just kind of feel like it's, and, you know, someone in the chat room, Mr. Holloway, said boredom is number one. You know,
and
what about communication? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many times to say this, or, you know, I know I sound like a broken record. But if you tell the person that you're bored with that you're bored, then maybe you wouldn't be bored anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
But again, you're talking about people who are actually going to communicate. I think by the time you get to boredom, you're probably not talking. Because if you're bored, you're probably not talking.
That is
now,
so
another
true.
Interesting one is nurturing. Now, everybody's kind of going, what the hell? Nurturing from the standpoint of your partner is not affectionate anymore. So you're looking for what's missing. You're going out and you're trying to find someone who is going to fill that gap. Now, I can speak from complete, you know, experience on this one. I was the other woman.
Right.
And that is precisely what happened. It was an office romance. And sure enough, it was because she was extremely cold to the guy. This is obviously his wife. She had shut him out. And this is another thing that I find very interesting. She went super, super into Christianity and wasn't like that before. And I think that played a really big role in the sense of once she went extreme right, she left everybody behind. It was my way or the highway. So she essentially left him behind. So I picked up the pieces.
Right.
Which is probably not cool, but, you know, hey.
Right.
But yeah, that was exactly what happened in my case. Yeah, that was exactly
definitely.
The reason why he ended up cheating on her.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, someone in OG Nitty, to be exact, was saying that, mm-hmm. you know, cheating is just something that will never come to an end. You know, it's just like one of those topics that there's no median to it, I guess. It's just a debate. / argument.
No, and that's the thing. I think it's mm-hmm. always going to be out there. There's some statistics and there's some, you know, talk out there stating that can we as human beings actually remain monogamous? Can it be done? Yeah, but it's almost not in our nature to stay with one person for a very long period of time. So, again, not surprising.
Well, you know what? That's true because, you know, I myself and I'm, you know, and I only can speak from my own experience. Amazingly enough, throughout my life, I've became really, really, really bored with people, you know, because it's just like I'm still searching. And I think the reason why I became bored and still felt like I needed to search was because I settled for something that wasn't exactly what I wanted
at
the
time. What you wanted, see? And I see how quick women do that big time. We just
mm-hmm.
will sit there and just go, well, this is as good as it gets, so, you know. And then, now you're walking back into boredom again.
Right.
You're going to be bored with that person.
It's true. But see, I'm just like a lion when it comes down to stuff like that, because I don't want to be mm-hmm. bored. And if we're together and, you know, I'm like, hey, let's just jump off the ceiling and then land on each other.
You have to work at it. I mean, after 17 years of being with my guy, you have to keep the spark going. You have to make it into an effort, or it does get boring. You have to make the effort to keep the spark going.
You do. You do. You definitely do. And, you know, King is on the line, and I'm going to pick it
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
let's
hear from King.
While he is, I'm going to go ahead, because OG Nitty just sent me a link that he wrote a blog on why men cheat. So I'm going to take a look at that. But let's – hey, King, you on the line with Dr. Sue and Ms. P? Good. How you doing?
How you know, the Freestyle King had to stop by through y'all's show and check out what the ladies talking about on some intellectual, sexual type situations. So how y'all doing?
Yay.
She taking my
break. I love it. So what's your opinion on this topic?
My opinion basically is it's in human nature, you know what I'm saying, because you got to look at it like this. A lion, after a while of captivity, becomes, you know what I'm saying, dormant, dormant. He becomes, what you mm-hmm. say, house trained. And when it comes to human nature and actually, you know what I'm saying, if you study human behavior, nobody likes to feel held down or trapped. It's like a cage that, you know what I'm saying, we can't get out of, and we're trying to rattle it, but we can't find the key. And sometimes throughout that situation, it causes us to go outside, you know what I'm saying, our territory, just to find out what's new, because it's not all the time that she wants to try something new, exciting. It's just the feeling of being entrapped. And that's what, you know what I'm saying?
You know, and I agree with that. Most of my clients, actually, King, that's exactly the position that they're in. That's the complaint that I get most from the men, is the fact that, again, women become very complacent, and then, you know, you're not getting the sex you used to get, she's not dressing up anymore, she's not putting makeup on anymore, you know, it all just goes down the tubes, and now you're sitting there going, okay, well, what happened?
But then it's not all about her, it's all about y'all trying to explore new levels, but, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
after a certain amount of years, you know what I'm saying, y'all really got to find... We're the interesting things to keep each other aroused, you know what I'm saying? You got to find things
yep.
to keep the relationship still spicy, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them, we get with females, and all of a sudden, you know, she's used to working, he's used to working, she doesn't get in her nurse outfit no more, she don't want to play cops and robbers or hide and go get or anything like that. She just want to lay on her back, get some, and then we go to sleep, roll over, we go to work again. And it's
mm-hmm.
just about losing the passion throughout the years because of that paper commitment, because you feel like you can't have fun no more. And now that you have kids, that kind of becomes into a placement of, oh, damn, now I'm really trapped. The key is threw into the water. I can't find it down this bottom of this pond. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to get out. So I'm going to try to do anything to crash these gates of monogamy just because I feel trapped. And a lot of women
yeah.
don't feel, you know what I'm saying, don't understand that through a man's perspective. It's not that we have a nature of cheating. It's just that we feel trapped.
King, what do you think about the fact that, because there's another statistic that says that men really enjoy the thrill of cheating. I think that goes back to what you were just saying. I think at that point, because you're bored, yeah, you're going to go out. You need that spark again.
Me being a scientific person, because, you know what I'm saying, I study all things between Roman mythology and everything to put into my, you know, my rap to incorporate something besides, you know, selling dope and stuff that these rappers actually don't do. I do a lot of studying. So when it comes to the thrill of the cheating, yes, I can say that is a thrill. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't, it's an adrenaline rush, because you don't know if your old girl come in and catch you, what's going to happen, or you don't know, you know what I'm saying, where she could be. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, running track and being first. Why she's, you know what I'm saying, running right there but last. So it's like, yo, you know, I can get away with this shit. So, yeah, it is kind of thrilling.
You know, and it's
you know,
funny that you just said that, because that's number one under, you know, doing the whole thrill thing is number one with men, they can get away with it. If they can get away with it, they'll do it. It's just, you
but
know, and honestly, I've told a lot of my clients, I've told my clients that if you can get away with it, if you are stuck in a loveless marriage, and this is something that you feel you absolutely have to do, yes, go ahead and do it, but keep your mouth shut.
But here's the catch-22. Women are better. Women are better. God created women a little bit better than he created Adam. You understand? Y'all came with
mm-hmm,
seductiveness.
True.
Y'all conned us like an apple. We living in this world of sin. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't blame
mm-hmm.
you. I just got to blame what she had in that box. Because she ain't had that in that box, you know what I'm saying, them tools that are equipped for the job, you know what I'm saying, we'll still be in the Garden of Eden, you know what I'm saying, running around naked. But mm-hmm. that comes to the same fact of, yeah, women are sneakier. So,
it's true, I agree.
Oh, we're good at that. Yeah, I will agree with that.
That your woman has cheated on you unless she opens her mouth. Niggas are more like, you know what I'm saying, he going to tell her bra, which is going to tell her bra, which is going to tell that bra that's trying to get with her. That's trying to get
it's
with her
so true.
That he cheated with Sasha and them. So
it's
she's
so
going to come back and ask you about Sasha, and then he's going to act stupid, and all of a sudden now it's a big old uproar, and she don't want to mm-hmm. tell who told, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. And you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Mr. Holloway yeah. said, plus women are more independent and aggressive than, you know, men
oh.
have been. So
yes,
I guess
yes,
he, that,
yes.
you know, he, yeah.
Women are more
and,
aggressive.
And Mr. Holloway also said, I love this guy.
Oh, yes,
please,
I come on all levels. I'm not just rapper, you know, so I come on all levels. I talk about political, whatever. But at the same time, it kills us because a woman can hold a lot more stress these days than a man can. And, you know what I'm saying, they don't have to let it go. A man is going to tell everybody. And see, the whole trip to that is, when it comes to a relationship, is that mm-hmm. we can't hold water no more, because the women are actually more dominant than we are these days, because they're the one that's working, going to school, have a job, and they come home
mm-hmm.
and tell you how they want it, instead of, you know what I'm saying, him being a man and dictating, you know what I'm saying, this how it's going on, setting up a sexy night or nothing. He waiting on her to initiate it, and by the time she gets home, 9 out of 10 of the time, she's tired. She's got to put the kids to bed. She's got to cook dinner while you sit there and play on your Xbox. So I understand why most marriages now, they end up in separate rooms, you know what I'm saying, or even
mm-hmm.
sleeping in separate houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot of what the numbers say, but you can't really look at the numbers at the end of the day. You have to look at the human behavior of it. You know what I'm saying? When that paper gets involved, they feel like, you know what I'm saying, this is it. This is the end. You know what I'm saying? We can't do what I used to do back when I was having fun. I have to settle now. And that's the problem with, you know what I'm saying, relationships. When they get married, they learn how to settle instead of, you know what I'm saying, getting off that couch and getting uncomfortable with the relationship to make some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Mr. Holloway said sex. I'm sorry to cut you off, King. He said sex
is just.
He said sex is so just out there. We're over sex, music, movies, video games, ass is just everywhere.
Okay, I agree. You know, that's true. We have to kind of take that into consideration. But, you know, at the same time, you can say, well, it depends on the time. In other words, it depends on what decade we're in. Right now, yeah, we're being assaulted from every level. It's to the point now where guys want to see women in more clothes, because you can go anywhere and see a naked chick. So
that's
why it's sexier for a woman to wear lingerie in most cases. But
that's not even the point.
You know, you do have to take that into effect.
That's not even the point, because you can never be oversexed. It's just stimulated.
Not a part
you're understimulated in your mind now. And what I mean by understimulation is, you know what I'm saying, females are no longer leaving anything to the imagination anymore. You know what I'm saying? We know what you have. We know what you got. Now we're getting bored with it already. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, dressing up in sexy lingerie, going in nurse outfits, doing certain
mm-hmm.
things that you wouldn't expect him doing. It's an understimulation, and that's why it's a rising in cheating. And also probably a rising why women, you know, want to go with other women. But, you know, I can't really explain that now, because I'm still studying the statistics on that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Holloway said he's not giving up his Xbox. That's not an option. So
we're not supposed to. We're not
I hear
to
you.
Give up the Xbox.
He shouldn't have to. You should. There should be time for the Xbox and time for, you know, everything else. But you've still got to keep that spark up. You've
really
got to
do
be,
because unless that
interested.
Xbox can sex you, you better get rid of that Xbox dating me, because there's no such thing as
I'm not,
Xbox.
No. I'm gonna tell you why
17
I'm not
hours
my
straight.
Xbox. I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm not getting rid of my Xbox. While you going to the club, I'm going to be home with my other girlfriend, number two, Xbox Live. You understand? We're going to play Modern Warfare. She ain't going to argue with me. That is my time away from you. That is my world. Well, I don't want to be distracted.
Perfect date.
Yeah, it is. And if you look at it like this, a man in a relationship with a female buys a video game because he needs time to himself. And when females don't understand how to respect that time that he has to himself, so that way he can miss you later on, then it becomes a smothering issue. like a, you know what I'm saying, a bear cub and its mother, you know what I'm saying? Before that bear cub is able to get on its own, she smothers him almost to death until the baby cub almost has to push the mama off like, you know, I'm a grown-ass bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a smothering issue. That's why the gang council and all that comes. All
right, so what if I just say I'll go to, like, one of those costume shops and buy the whatever the hell that character wears in that game, because I don't know nothing about games unless it's Miss Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, something like that, okay?
You don't want to dress up.
But that's not the point. That's not the point. I mean, we can always do that. We always going to have time for each other, but you always have to make that time away from each other so that way we have time to come back together and reunite.
No, that's true, and I agree, because everyone needs their, like, quiet time. But there are men out there, because I have a cousin, for example, that this man is, like, a game fanatic, okay? And his relation, his marriage is over, is devastated because of video games. So my thing is, like, I understand that you need to have your thing because I need to have my thing, and that's cool, and I'm okay with that. But I'm just very dominant when it comes down to sex because I'm very sexual. And when it,
right.
I want to be paid attention to. So if it's in the middle of your game,
I don't
put it on pause.
His marriage is failing because of the video games. I think his marriage is failing because she doesn't know how to respect his personal time. She doesn't know how to respect his personal issues. She don't understand how to give him time to reflect on what's going on in the world. Our Xbox, PlayStation 3, or whatever game we own is time to throw away stress, you know what I'm saying, from work or whatever, you know what I'm saying, so we can focus back on what's important at the end of the day with our female. And when you come always, you know what I'm saying, like my mom when I was young, every time I got on my Sega Genesis playing Streets of Rage, she wanted me to do some kind of chore. She wants me to go outside. She wants me to be productive or some, you know, some silly shit like that. And I'm like, Mama, I don't want to make friends. I'm not friendly. I want to play my Sega Genesis that, you know, my daddy bought me. This is what I want to do in life. You know, leave me alone. And then it kind of upgraded to now it's my personal time. I don't play it all the time because, you know, we have to work to eat, but you know what I'm saying? This is my personal time. Respect my personal time. If, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and call your girls, hang out, because, you know what I'm saying, some of us dudes get tired of clubs because, you know, we get tired of a lot of things and we just want some time to ourselves. You want to go dancing? Let's go dancing, baby. Let's get out of this house. A lot of females don't want to get out the house no more. They want to stay home, cook, and clean and think that being this homemaker is going to keep the relationship going. But it's not that, because there's no spice. There's no romance. So you wonder why, when you come in throwing your bags all over the place and he don't ask you how your day going because he on his Xbox, you got to realize there's no spice going on. 9 out of 10. So he looks into this Xbox for excitement. And that's how some.
And again, it's going back to lack of communication. It's still going back to lack of communication. You've got to be able to bring these things up. You've got to be able to talk about this stuff and say, okay, this is working, this isn't.
But doctor, okay, doctor, let me put you in a real situation. You're a female,
mm-hmm.
right? All dudes can't bring issues to a female, especially about a relationship, because you would chew our heads off. Am I right or wrong?
I agree, but that's what I'm saying, is women have got to
learn to be quiet and listen. It's that fear. It's that fear that women put in the household, that we can't come to you with everything. I can't come home to you and be like, you know, hey, Suzanne was hitting on me from the office, you know what I'm saying, and we was playing and flirting around, because all of a sudden you finna go from Miss Nice to, you know what I'm saying, the lion cub, which is actually the dominant animal. In the kingdom, the lion is just the dude that shows off with his mane. The lion, you know what I'm saying, the lioness is the hunter, the huntress, you know what I'm saying, the one that provides for the family. So
that's right.
To keep ourselves from getting mauled to death, you know what I'm saying, we just smile, grin, and keep going.
But, yeah, no, I agree, because women do have to learn to listen more and, you know, allow somebody to talk. The biggest problem is allowing the partner to just speak without jumping on them. I mean, people need to learn how to properly communicate, and I think that's probably a whole other show.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple things I can say on communication, because being in a happy relationship these days, they think it's just sex. Then I go get married to him because it's good, and then I find out he's no good. Then I leave him. All of a sudden, I got two kids, and I'm a bitter bitch for the rest of my life. No disrespect for using those words, but you can't be bitter because you went through a couple bad experiences with a couple dudes. I mean, you know, if we had that choice that we could go to our same gender, some of us, you know what I'm saying, probably would, not me, you know what I'm saying, but to me, that's a weak outlet, you know what I'm saying, instead of dealing with your issues, womaning up and being like, you know what, he hurt me, but I'm not going to let it hurt me again because I learned life lessons through it.
Yeah, so Nitty says the difficult part about communication with your significant other, especially when it comes to sex, is the fear of being judged by this person.
Yep.
So because you worry about it being on the back of, you know, their minds now, you know, that there is an issue with the sex. So, you know, some people do not know how to let go, which I agree with Nitty.
I agree, and women are worse at that, I think.
Because, you know, for an example, today a mutual, you know, friend of mine had said to me, you know what, my boyfriend said to me today, now she's 38 years old and the boyfriend is 30, and she said, you know, he made a comment about in reference to not being sexually attracted to her, and it kind of, like, bugs her out and make her feel a kind of way. And although she broke up with him, he came back the same day and, you know, tried to work it out with her or whatever. But in the back of her mind, now this is just 2 weeks ago, in the back of her mind, she's still stuck on that, which I think
she
has a right to be, but
laws,
why did she go back to him?
She didn't understand the laws of men. Men want what they can't have. So if I break up with you today, you know what I'm saying, and I see you out there doing your thing with another dude, all of a sudden you become unobtainable, you become something that I want again.
And that's back to the thrill of the hunt again.
Yes. That's the thrill of the chase. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some of us in a relationship still want that thrill of a chase. I'm not talking about being disrespectful, flirting on the phone. We still want to have some nights where you be like, not tonight, little daddy, You know what I'm saying? I just want to cuddle or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And play. You know what I'm saying? You got to be playful in a relationship.
Yeah, playful. Exactly.
There's a lot of...
Cut your partner off for a couple of days. You know, like, tell him he's got to work for it. And then tease the hell out of him for a couple of days.
Exactly. Tease, you know what I'm saying? Tease. There's nothing wrong with a tease that, you know what I'm saying, that's healthy in a relationship, because it's going to build that tension back up to when it goes down, it's going to go down, instead of just going at it every day as routine. Because routine
mm-hmm.
becomes boring. It becomes like work. Okay, let's say, for instance, you know what I'm saying, I work at an ice house. But if I throw this ice bag every day and I get used to it, that's my routine. I'm not changing that routine. But if you hit him with something else that came from all the way from the left field, he's going to be like, whoa, what you mean I can't get it tonight? Come on now. I just want to, you know, oh, damn, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's what's good, you know. Be playful. And it's a lot of things that us, you know what I'm saying, men and women don't realize as a couple that we still have to do. It's a job just have being in a relationship. And then when
mm-hmm.
you get married, that's more than a job. That's a career. Because
yes,
you can't stop. You can't stop building this foundation once you laid the bricks. Now you got to put in the plumbing. Now you got to put in electricity. And you know what I'm saying? You got to turn this back into a house. And you can't let nothing try to come in here and take down your house that you're building with this marriage. And that's what most of these young generation ain't realizing. You trying to find a dude that already has a car, a job, and a job. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what does he need you for? All you doing is sitting around the house. You know, y'all mamas these days ain't even teaching y'all how to cook, clean, and the basic, you know what I'm saying, things to hold down a household. I come home, I don't want to see your kid with a snotty nose running around with a diaper, with, you know what I'm saying, this is all in the sink and shit, you feel me? Especially if I go out there and get the paper. I ain't even saying I expect the house to be totally, you know what I'm saying, sparkly clean. I can eat steak and stuff off the floor, but the basic essentials, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
if
listen.
I can cook for you, you can cook for me.
King, if you bring it home the paper, you're going to eat off the floor because it's going to be clean, okay? Because if I could stay home all day, anybody that could stay home all day, whether you're taking care of your children or not, if you're home all day, then there's no reason for a dirty house or something, you know, snotty nose kids and Pampers and dishes. I'm sorry. I don't condone that at all.
Right.
So if you're home all day, there's no reason why, you know, you can't do that.
Right. And then
period.
I'm going to tell you a secret that I don't really tell everybody on the radio. Some turn off to men is an already made family. It's a turn off to some men. An already made family. You got two or three kids already. It's an already made family.
You know what?
Yeah,
let's talk about
true.
That a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit because, like, Dr. Sue was bringing up earlier. I don't know if you were in the beginning of the, you know, the
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, I was here.
Okay. When, you know, we're talking about, you know, how statistics are saying that, you know, a lot of children are born through cheating. So with that being said, you know, it takes two to tangle. We know this already, but if the men is out there pursuing women and making babies, that some men have like 10 baby mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Okay.
So
that's true.
With that being said, now men are going around, let's just say hypothetically, they're going around making the babies. So now this woman have these children, and now he can't walk into a ready-made family, but he already made families in like 10 different places already?
Okay, that's not the case. and some issues. Some issues, you know what I'm saying, you can't be explained. That man is just doggish. If you got 10 kids, you know what I'm saying, your child support is through the roof. You know what I'm saying? That's just doggish.
I was just using a number, King.
Some dudes like me, let's take a dude like me. I'm single, you know what I'm saying, not really single, you know what I'm saying, open situation. That's what I call it, you know what I'm saying. We straight, we do what we do. Open situation, you know what I'm saying. I have no kids, and I'll be 26 this year, and you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to work to get mine. But it seems like the girls I come across already got two or three kids. And then when you walk into, you know what I'm saying, they try to walk into their life, it's like a grudge they hold against you to think that you're going to do them like the last baby father. And then I'm not saying that I love kids. The kids are not the turnoff. It's just her attitude towards the situation altogether. Because, you know, maybe if you did want to sit down and marry this girl, she's already talking about she got a vasectomy, she don't want no more kids, this and that. You know what I'm saying? That could ruin chances of me. You know what I'm saying, seeing what I look like through a little girl or a little boy, you know what I'm saying? So it's already like, okay, I got to deal with the situation. It's not that bad, but, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I don't want no kid growing up and telling me, you're not the daddy and you can't tell me what to do, because then
true,
the mothers, being the lioness, is going to maul you as soon as you try to, you know what I'm saying, correct it. Look here, son, that ain't what it's about. This is what it is. Without fuck you, you know what I'm saying? All right, little bastard, since you don't want to learn nothing, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and beat the shit out you. You know what I'm saying? Don't you touch my child. And you know what I'm saying? It becomes an issue. Because discipline is always an issue when you walk into a situation
family
with a girl with kids. Yes.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Some of them don't even know respect. I walked into a household maybe the other month when I was out there, you know, dating, doing what I was doing. I walked to the household the other month. The little boy put his hands in my KFC mashed potatoes that I bought for the family. Mind you, I just spent $57. Because, you know, KFC for like a 25 to 30 piece ain't cheap. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So I just spent $57. All I want is my mashed potatoes. Your little boy,
right, the mashed potatoes are the best.
They are.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. So off topic. But it's true.
Yeah. So the little boy put his hand in my mashed potatoes. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, you know, son, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'll take your food, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no good to other niggas, man.
Shut up. He did not say that.
So I pulled off my belt. I pulled off my belt and commenced to beat the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, it's an uproar with her. Why'd you hit my child? Well, you know what I'm saying? If you would have taught your kid fucking respect, he wouldn't have been over here on my fucking plate. Now get the fuck out
mm-hmm.
my face. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect for me coming out of my character because I'm a really nice dude, but you really showing me respect, not even showing your kids what respect is. Now
mm-hmm.
you talking about you gonna call your baby father. Before you call your baby father, let me tell you about my background. I was in the Army. I did time in Fort Carson in the infantry, you know what I'm saying, 1/3 fighting Eagles. All we did was fight. So if you bring him over here, when I break him in half, don't call the police. I'm coming after you next.
Right. Lady Twinkle brought up a good point. She said, yes, because, you know, they're holding resentment to the fathers and not explaining the situation and making sure, you know, that the children respect the new addition to the family. Meaning you, although, you know, new addition can mean like, you know, you're just becoming part of, you know, the situation, possibly, you know, whatever, long term, whatever. But that is a good point, you know, and she says, laugh out loud at me. But, yeah, it's true because sometimes some kids are like, I'm not making excuses for children. I'm really not.
I know excuses.
But what
we
I'm saying
it.
Is that some people do not, they bring so many different people around their kids that the kids
mm-hmm.
don't feel they have to respect them because it's not like one person that's there that's like the father figure and that's just the father figure for the
no,
mother.
Okay, but to
explain
that situation.
Uncle Bob
is,
and Uncle Joe and, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But to explain that situation goes like this. Control the game. Don't let the game control you. First of all, when you got the kids sitting up in your own house and you got a new man coming over, whatever, control your situation. Put your kids to sleep before he come over. Do certain things
right.
that way the kids don't even see him first until you feel him out before he can
that's
even come
right.
over. You know what I'm saying?
Problem
that's
is, not enough people are doing
both
that.
Both of them. Because me,
it's
I'm
true.
Respectful. Look, I'm not coming to your house the first night to meet you if you got kids because I don't want them having an image of me of being some kind of golden role model and it could have been a one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same way if I had kids. I'm not going to bring no strange woman around my, you know what I'm saying, my kids or whatever if I don't even know what's going on. Let's communicate. Let's talk. Let's go get a hotel or something. You know what I'm saying? Let's go out. And do stuff away from the kids because there's plenty of outlets like babysitters, mothers, and stuff that, you know what I'm saying, when you need time for yourself, you can always, you know, drop your kids off for a little bit and come back. So that's all on controlling your situation. And when you can't control your situation, it forces a what you say, a bad hand. And see,
it's
you can't
true.
Play, you know what I'm saying, the ace of spades if you only have a joker.
I know that's right, because if the joke is on you at the end of the day, that was a good one. I like that, a joker. Joke on you. No.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
But I definitely get that because, you know, from my experience with my son personally, like, I never, like, had, like, all these different situations because you never guaranteed a situation. So it's very chosen few, and, I mean, it's not even, like, a handful of people that have actually met my son. And he's almost an adult at this point. But he, you know, there's not a list because my fear – since I had my son at such a young age, and, you know, my fear was just the whole thing of him ever saying to me that I seen you with this person and that person, you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't want my son looking at me like that or viewing
me
in
that
sense.
It's teaching him something anyways, because if he sees you, you know, bringing home another man every other night, well, what's that teaching him?
That's teaching him basically the rules of how to be a player.
Exactly.
And that's what most females hate. They hate a player, but you understand some of us are born to be players by nature. It's not that, you know, we like to be with multiple women. That's just what we've seen. That's what we grew up on, and that's what we think a definition of being with a female was at that time, because the human interaction with you and this other dude was different ones every other week or something. So, you know what I'm saying, we thought that was normal, that was common, that is instilled in our brains from years to come. So that's going to really hurt us when we try to get into a relationship later on down the line, because we're going to think, why we can be with her when there's better pussy out there, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, she looked good and she got a fatter ass, so let me go towards here, but we're missing the big issue, you know what I'm saying? You skipping over her. Because she, you know what I'm saying, with the good heart to go with this old big booty diva, you know what I'm saying, with the intentions to be a real bitch. And at the end of the day, now if you get her pregnant, you got to deal with this situation, and it starts at the household when you was young.
Yeah, Mr. Holloway said, you know, his mom brought men around, and he felt uncomfortable, and he never liked it. And that's the main reason why I never wanted to do that to my, you know, my son. I just felt kind of weird about that as well, because I grew up with both of my parents at all times, you know, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say, oh, because I wasn't brought up that way, because no one, so you could be brought up in the best of everything and then it could all go wrong and then vice versa, right? But it's just the point that I just always had, like, these morals that I just did not want to have, like, this whole, like, block scene around my kid.
And you're supposed
period.
To. And you know what that brings up? That brings up the definition of my whole rap name. First name King, last name Hollow, which really means, if you look it up, is, you know what I'm saying, positivity through negative actions. And what I mean by negative actions is, you know what I'm saying, if I do this, it's going to get a positive result. And it's, you know what I'm saying, and that's how it rolls. Look at the negativity that his mom brought into that house, and he grew up and turned that into, I don't want to do that, I'm going to turn that into a positive. Because nowadays, you know what I'm saying, a normal female can't even tell you what a relationship looked like. That's why these young dudes are going for older women, because they know how to hold their ground. They know what they want. They know what it is, what it ain't. They already setting the rules, so all you got to do is just fit in and comply. Instead of
trying
and to
what what's your opinion on what's your opinion on older women with younger individuals?
No problem. Why? Because I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, you know,
no problem.
Me, you know what I'm saying, I love cougars. I'm not going to lie to you. I love cougars, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, you know, I go all the way to 42. It don't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? I love cougars. I take drive, you know what I'm saying? They always ready to play. They ready to go versus the younger female that's just worried about going to the club and impressing all these bitches and niggas, you know what I'm saying, and trying to tell you she ain't got no time for you because she flirting with the next man. An older woman, 9 out of 10 times, is already settled. She having her kids. She's sitting down and she realizes, you know what I'm saying, it's time to get down to this work. This is what I want at the end of the day, and if he can't supply this, I don't need him. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, younger men are looking for, stability.
Right.
Yeah,
well, Lady Twinkle said that she loves you.
Inhibited.
You heard me, King?
Hmm? What?
Lady Twinkle says she's loving you.
Tell her add me on Facebook. I'm King Hollywood. Hollywood without the W. You know
yeah,
we'll
Lady Twinkles. We're connected. So you're definitely Lady Twinkles is actually another host on the Intune show, King Hollow. So
oh yeah, I will be checking in, because like I say, this is just something I love to talk about, different things and politics, and people always liked either my form of views because I can play the devil's advocate or I can be the one to bring that light to you. So So, you know, this is what I do. I enjoy this
yes.
type, you know.
Tisha, we're ready, King, always. That's what Lady Twinkle says. And Tisha says that my friend is 22 and he dated a 42-year-old. He likes older women. So
and
I guess,
can tell
you
the reason why.
Okay.
The reason why is high sex drive. 22 years old, we just getting our dick wet. You know what I'm saying? Let me put it in phrase that everybody can understand instead of all this intelligence and words, you know what I'm saying, they wouldn't understand.
No,
like
no, you can put it in intelligence because, you know, we're
okay.
intellectual
basically,
here.
Older females are more impetuous. They have a
mm-hmm.
higher libido, sex drive. If you look that up, that's a hormone. That's in
they
the
have a higher
because
libido,
they're
but they also,
hit.
They're less inhibited. They've gone through it. They're not worried about what the neighbors think anymore. They're not worried about
exactly.
pleasing their mother.
Exactly, exactly. Some of them just want to be bent over by the washing machine, you know what I'm saying, at random times. You know
by the washing machine.
I done done a lot of strange stuff in my life, you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
you
put
know,
it on, like, what is it, that thing, the rinse cycle, when it goes real fast? What I don't
nah,
know, but
cycle,
anyway.
Actually, spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
I've never stuff in my life. I've been there.
Like I said, you know what, whatever. Yeah, I don't even know.
So
you
can
tell that I've never been there, you know, King. I've never been on that aspect of it all, you know. So I don't even know. But
the definition of a real freak is not loose inhibitions. It's just knowing your inhibitions and pushing them to the limits. That's what a freak is.
I know that's right.
You
know,
no,
that's right. Tisha said she's going to hurt you. Laugh out loud. So, Dr. Sue, I mean, is there anything else that, you know, you can bring to the table as far as, like, because we just totally went all the way off
yeah, we
topic
went, like,
of tonight.
All the way around here.
Yes,
well,
we really
okay,
did.
Let's discuss, you know, some of the signs. Would you know if your partner was cheating?
Yes.
You can tell sometimes. Mm-hmm.
You can sometimes. And there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of really sneaky ways you can find out. Like, if a man thinks his woman is cheating, then, you know, check the toilet seat when you leave, believe it or not.
Really? So
oh, yeah.
explain
if
that,
the seat's
Dr.
down
Sue.
And you come home and the seat's up, somebody's been in your house.
Mm.
Simple logic. That's the
what if
way,
I had to throw up and I lift up the seat? No, I'm just kidding, but.
9 out of 10,
well,
you're going
to
put the seat back down.
There's exceptions to every single rule. You also have to look at things like, okay, the passenger seat in the car. If you
exactly.
get into the passenger seat and it's been changed and normally nobody's in it, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even that varies. You know what I'm saying? Most
sure it does. Everything is going to vary.
They got mothers.
You
got to
go with your gut.
Somebody they got to take for a ride, so your car seat, you know what I'm saying? That's not a real good indicator. What an older woman taught me and actually caught me is that when I came over, first thing she did was she tricked me to pull my clothes off and she smelled my dick.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bit intrusive, though.
Yeah.
That's like...
But it's truthful. But also, here's
okay,
other indicators
well,
that, you know what I'm saying, that works. If your man comes home smelling like a brand new soap or cologne, not perfume.
Yeah, or if your
soap.
Man comes home and hops straight in the shower.
No, not necessarily. Like I say, there's tricks to that rule because he could have just got off work and been sweaty and nasty. But you understand?
No, that's different. If your man normally comes home and jumps in the shower, that's fine. But if he doesn't and he's all of a sudden, these are all things that you don't, obviously, if you're in a perfectly good relationship and somebody moves the seat, I mean, you're not going to think about it. It's not that big of a deal. But if it's something that's out of character, if the guy never has someone in the car, if the guy, you know, doesn't normally come home and hop in the shower, and now all of a sudden he's coming home and hopping in the shower. I mean, there's all kinds of things. If he's taking phone calls in the room, you know, is he leaving the room when the phone rings? Taking
it
by not letting you look at his phone. Mm-hmm. Turning
no,
off
that's
the
normal ringer. Behavior habits. That's what you call behavior habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people during a relationship develop weird behavior habits. You don't know why he walked in that room with that phone. He could be talking to his mom about an issue he don't want to let you know about right now because
mm-hmm.
it's stressing him out. And like I said, that comes back to the pain and the stuff that we hold on our shoulders. Or, you know what I'm saying, the car thing. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he normally doesn't have anybody in this ride, but all of a sudden his sister was going through something or anything happened and he had to go pick up his people and drive them to a hospital or something and forgot to put
yeah,
his
but I'm
back.
Saying these are signs that, no, obviously, and you've obviously got to use your head with this. You can't go running around obviously smelling everybody's dick. But
please don't
if you have that feeling, that your partner's cheating, these are some things that you can start looking at and kind of poking around and seeing, you know, is he taking his wedding ring off? That sort of thing. Is he distracted during sex? Does he not want sex anymore?
There's an even larger indicator, which so many men are so stupid on. You know what I'm saying? Facebook is a huge indicator. You're trying to be smart to put subliminal messages out, but at the end of the day, your girl knows exactly what you're talking about because she can pinpoint what's going on. And a lot of men tell on themselves by their status, by who comments. You know what I'm saying? Because usually, old girl don't pay attention to your page. Now, all of a sudden, she's commenting and laughing and flirting with you. You understand? Now, it's suspicion. Women are smarter than men. You know what I'm saying? We only use 10%. Y'all use, 25, if I'm not, mistaken.
I agree.
So
men are so easy to
catch.
I know a Facebook incident.
And they can't lie where the shit, most of them.
Right, and I know a Facebook incident where this guy had literally 20 different women. One he met on Facebook, the girl, he thought he signed out, and when she went to go sign onto her Facebook account, his was still open. So she just copied and pasted everything out of all his email and just started posting it everywhere on Facebook and putting up signs saying that he's a cheater and he's this and he's that. And it was just like a whole week of this, and it was like nothing you can do. And, it was just like kind of crazy because it's like not only are you catching your, significant other in a situation as so with more than 5 people, more than 10 people, it's just the point that now you're embarrassing yourself and putting yourself on display as well because now you're trying to make it you're making it a public thing by letting everyone know that he's doing all of this because he did it all on Facebook. He did do it all on Facebook. However, it was indiscretion. It wasn't.
Well, let's dissect the reason why women put men out. Let's dissect the reason.
Okay,
let's
well, tell me because I'm clueless.
I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why women put out men. Some of the reasons is jealousy. I want to get with dude, other female is with him, so I'm going to go ahead and fuck up a lot of situations, just so I can bring him my way when he's in a bad situation. The other reason some of them put him out is pure tea, malice, because, he did this and that to me, so, we're trying to warn the next female and try to push her off because we don't want her to go through the same thing. Some of it is just, pure T petty. He ain't taking care of his kids and that, but damn well the girl that he's with know damn well he's paying child support, going over every weekend, bringing his kids over to his situation and involving them in their life. So, like I say, it's a lot of reasons why women are putting men out, but, for a man to put a woman out, that's kind of on, from my point of view, it's kind of bitch to me, because we're men. What we're supposed to do is, okay, if she don't like us no more, push on. And some of the reasons why these females try to entrap a lot of dudes is because of that baby. That baby is going to bring him back regardless. And some of the dudes do the same thing with these women. They go out there and have kids with them because they think that's an instant access to get me some ass when I don't have any. Because the baby mama's going to always let you back in a majority of the time because they're thinking that you want to be in that kid's life, but in actuality you're just looking for a booty call.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't even know. Because I know one thing Miss P's not doing, okay, I'm not smelling anyone's balls, okay, I just want to put that out there. I'm not, like, going on Facebook and making a spectacle or any other social network. Like, if I'm having issues in my personal life, then I want to keep it personal. I really don't want people, in my business like that. And I don't think that Facebook is a therapy zone. It's just a place that.
So we're not going to see you on Maury then?
No, you're not going to see me up there unless
you
see me. I mean, like, if I freak like that, Dr. Sue and King, then definitely you'll see footage from the news, okay? But you won't see me. You won't see me.
Maury Povich is just an outlet to show people the ignorance of a relationship and how it can be down degraded through a bunch of people involved in your shit. That's what my definition of Maury Povich is, because basically, if you're having DNA issues with the baby, man the fuck up, go down to child support, put your name in there, and request a DNA test instead of being a little bitch and being scared that you got to pay child support. Or in the other situations, if you think that it's infidelity, like you say, communication is the reason why this relationship is failing, sit down one night, You know what I'm saying? Instead of doing what y'all usually do, watch TV, turn the TV off, look at your partner, and interact with each other like y'all supposed to do as husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend or cut buddy or whatever, and get down to the real meat and potatoes of this stew. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not getting down to the real meat and potatoes, you know what I'm saying, all it's going to do is boil over. And when it boils over, some 9 out of 10, it's not going to be a good situation.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Dr. Sue, is anything you want to add?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much covered a whole bunch.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, it's just crazy. You know, just put this out there really quick. Lady Twinkle said no one would even know who, what, where, when, or if with her, period.
Well, because the other thing is most people don't want to know your business. Why are you airing your dirty laundry? You know, I've got enough problems. I don't
I
need your problems.
Now,
the
problem with that is, you know, disrespect, no one cares to find out. Because if I cared to find out, I can find out where, when, how, pinpoint GPS address. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's not much to put 1 + 1. Right now it's equaling 1 because it's missing, you know what I'm saying, something in this equation. Because 1 + 1 is not 3. You know what I'm saying, it's 2 all day up and down. So if this linear equation is not adding up to me, I'm going to find out what this straight line between me curved at. And then I'm going to put 2 + 2 together. I'm going to figure out what you're doing. And then I'm going to expose it in the household. And then I'm going to leave. Because the reason why some men don't know what the woman is doing a majority of the time because we don't want to find out. That's just like a dude that just got out of prison, you know what I'm saying, and came back home to his wife. I don't want to know what she's doing. I don't want her to be honest right now. This is not a time for her to be like, you know, I was sleeping with such and such down the block because you're going to put me back in prison. This is a time for you to console me, welcome me home, cuss me out for a little bit for doing what was stupid, and let's continue on with life. And a lot of women don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? You don't bombard a dude when he just got out of jail with a lot of issues because he already had a bunch of issues. He might have just lost his paying job, and he don't even know where rent coming from next week because unemployment done ran out for you and him. So, you know, it's a lot of pain that we have to carry in these relationships, and that, too, can push, is a detouring factor that pushes you away from your partner because you always coming in here bitching and complaining and talking about this, and we trying to make certain things happen, but you're never happy. You're not supposed to get that uncomfortable. I didn't say get uncomfortable with the couch. I just said don't get comfortable. You never get comfortable in a situation. Never get comfortable on that couch. If you're laying on that couch, you're doing something wrong.
That's exactly. And you know what, King Holo, I just want to thank you for, like, just, you know, chiming in with Dr. Sue and I tonight because it was really an experience for me.
And it was great to get a male side of the view. Like,
exactly.
Your male side of the story, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
You just came on here and you just, like,
in.
you know, just went in, and I love it.
Yeah, because a lot of females have talk shows and they don't have a male perspective because a lot of men are scared to speak up on what's real, and that's a lot of things that's wrong with our generation. We want to put out everything that's fake, but then when it comes to the real issues, we don't want to say nothing, we don't want to speak on it, we try to ignore it and put it behind us. But see, the truth always comes to the light. That's what my grandma said before she died, and so that's why I'm going to speak it.
That's right. So tell people where they can reach you, like your social networks, you know, where people can, you know, listen to your music and stuff of that nature.
Oh, man, I got a YouTube channel, King Holo without the W25. That's one word, King Holo 25. I'm King Holo 25 on Twitter. I'm King Holo without the W Woods on Facebook. I'm always doing, you know, posts about something positive or what I feel at the time, and I'm always posting my YouTube videos, and you know what I'm saying? I'm always checking out Intune Radio, LLBT. So, you know, so I be on top of things, especially when she posts her little pictures talking about she's 21. You thought I forgot, didn't you?
I am 21, and as of Monday, I'll be 22, guys. I just want to put that out there. As of Monday, I will be officially 22 years old, okay? Just saying. So, Dr. Sue, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at the drsuereview.com or on Twitter at Dr. Sue, D-O-C-T-O-R, Sue, and Facebook. You can hit me at the Dr. Sue Review on Facebook as well.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. I will be checking out your blogs.
Yeah, and we definitely going to talk.
Definitely.
You know, King, we definitely going to talk because, you know, I might need you. You know, I might need you. So, definitely everybody enjoy, you know, Lady Twinkles, you know, I think you have a new, like, fan, you know.
Oh, I always bring fans. I don't know. Every time I come to a show, I always bring a fan with me because, you know, I don't only rap. I do poetry. I do intellectual conversations. I can get downright gutter. I can hit every, you know what I'm saying, level that a conversation has to get to because, you know what I'm saying, I didn't just degrade myself by just trying to be an ordinary person. I study the dictionary, the thesaurus, and I study a lot to be on top of the issues. So,
definitely.
You know.
So Lady Twinkle said that I'm a hot mess for telling you that, Holo. You know, she said Dr. Sue is the best. And, of course, Dr. Sue, you know I love you. And Holo, King Holo, I have nothing but love for you as well. You know, ever since we locked heads, you know, on the social media, you've been, like, really out there supporting the Intune Show, and I really appreciate you for that.
I implore every independent entity that's out here doing their thing because it starts from the underground to get above ground.
And, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? The mainstream is a lot of bullshit these days. Sugar-coated, watered down, bunch of dumb shit these days that's not even enlightening people about the real issues, you know. So,
definitely.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody that was in the chat room tonight, Lady Twinkles, Tisha, Mr. Holloway, Dr. Sue, of course, me, of course, King Brown, you know,
well,
King
Holo.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, definitely, I'm sorry. sorry about that. You know, I don't know if you've been listening, then you know I'm bad with names, okay? That's why mine is just three letters. So anyway, guys, I just want to thank you. And tune in, and Dr. Sue, let's plug them into what's the next topic when you're on.
Next topic, we're going to be talking about ladies falling into that rut of not getting off the couch.
Oh,
so we're going to try and ignite
okay.
some fire and
really
get you girls off the couch and back into shaking your booty and teasing men.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
I
got my pom-poms ready for that show.
I might bring one of my celebrity
do.
Friends with me on that one. I might bring a celebrity through on that one because I think he got something to say about that one. I ain't going to say
well,
who.
That would be
that
nothing
would be awesome.
But awesome. Definitely. That would be nothing but
for
awesome.
Sure.
And for all those that tuned in and have not left me a testimonial on my website, www.intuned.webs.com, please log on and leave a testimonial because the more love we get, the better it's going to be for everybody.
You can't have too much love. You cannot
I need
have
the
so
love.
Much love.
We need the love, Dr. Sue, on our show. We need the love because, you know, that's how, you know, we put the love out there so we can get the love back. And,
right.
You know, this is the only way that we're going to grow is by loving each other and supporting one another. So definitely hook up with the King. Hook up with Dr. Sue if you haven't already. Like their pages. Support their music. Download. Do all of that stuff. And definitely stay in tune. I'm on tomorrow, and I'm also on Saturday, and I'm going to be interviewing Veronica London, actress, model, and she's her premiere for her movie is launching on Saturday, so I have the opportunity to interview her, so I'm totally excited about that, and she's going to be playing alongside Vivica Fox and things of that nature, and then on Saturday, I'm going to be interviewing LaVert, too, from the original LaVert. You know, Mark Gordon, and, you know, they reestablished a group again. And, it's you know, and I'm just totally, like, excited about the direction of the show. I have Dr. Sue. I have Lady Twinkles. I have Uptown 145, excuse me. And now I pretty much may have even King, you know. So we'll talk about that, guys. We'll talk about
that. You've been
that
recruited,
so
King, whether you want
right.
to or not.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Definitely. So tune in with Dr. Sue. What you know? What day is that, Dr. Sue? I'm so sorry. I don't have my calendar open.
What are we doing? The
26th at 10 p.m., not 11. Not 11.
No, that one says 10. We're okay on that one.
Oh, okay. Definitely. So much love to everybody. Everyone have a good night, and thank you for staying in tune.
Good night, everybody.
Yay, so you guys know that I like to leave the show with a little song. And just for the record, Mr. Holloway, I'm not actually going to be 22. I'm much older than that. But I saw that you said you had to card me. But you could still card me. It makes me feel good. I just, you know, wanted to comment on that because I thought that was kind of awesome that you really believe that I'm going to be that age, you know. And as long as you believe it, that means that I can you know, convince other people. Have a good night, Tisha. Have a good night, Dr. Shu. Have a good night, King. Have a good night, Lady Twinkles. Have a good night, Holloway. Have a good night, King Brown. And everyone who tuned in under guests, and, you know, I hope it's not your last time. And to end the show, we're going to play my little theme song because, you know, I got to play something. And that theme song was, you know, put out there by C-Dash. And I just want to show him some love tonight because, you know, I want to keep my babies in tune. Have a good night,
y'all.
To take it to the moon.